I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It seemed like you were strongly considering retirement. Yeah. What was the process you went through deciding to play another year, at least in
the You know, I had a really good exit meeting with Kevin and Don, and I think, you know, the message was, you know, we'd love to have you back, and we like what you do around the room with the guys, and we like your compete level on the ice, and, you know, the ball's in your court, kind of, and, you know, I think I went home and, you know, seriously considered both avenues. And at the end of the day, you know, we had a kind of a timestamp on when he needed an answer by, and, you know, it's starting to... I started to work out and started to get back into that kind of summertime groove there as far as kind of the program that I normally do. And I was feeling pretty good. Talked with my wife and kids, talked with my agent. And, you know, I think it was at the end of the day, we were just kind of, you know, I still had that urge, right? I think the message is that, you know, if you feel that you can still compete and still do it and you still love doing it, you know, why not keep trying? And that's kind of where, you know, I spent probably about 3-4 weeks in the gym going, all right, is this something I want to continue through the summer and still have that drive to get up every morning to go do it? And that was still there at that time. And that's when we called Kevin and had the conversation of, hey, you know, we're definitely interested in coming back. And, you know, what does that kind of look like in that next couple of weeks? Conversations happened, and we got to where we are now.
With the way you guys finish the season, there's usually, from year to year, a lot of turnover on teams, you know, whether it's free agency or whatever, but there wasn't a lot of turnover this season. Most of your guys are back. Are you happy to see that there wasn't a lot of turnover and you guys get to do it as a team again?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think Kevin has put a plan in place, you know, between him and the coaching staff, Donnie and everyone. And the plan was, you know, set expectations, right? Last year's expectations were X, Y, and Z. I think for the most part, we hit those expectations from an internal standpoint and said, that's great. Let's now move those expectations, you know, forward and continuing with the plan. A lot of times when you see turnover on teams, it's usually because expectations aren't met. And that's where this organization was different last year, where expectations were met, maybe exceeded a little bit. Now it's time to raise the bar. And that's kind of a credit to the guys in the room and the staff and everybody of getting on board and doing what we were asked. And, you know, that's the number one reason why I would say there's no turnover, because guys did what they were exposed and were expected to do and then some. And when you have that type of commitment from guys that are willing to buy into a program that's going to be better for the long haul, that's, you know, you can't put a price tag on that.
What's the balance for you of staying physically ready, getting in games, and then serving as the mentor for Comrie, for Lucan in camp? How do you work that balance at this point in your career?
You know, my job's to earn my spot, earn my ice time, make it difficult for these young guys to come in and take that ice, right? I mean, I've got obviously a reputation of, hey, you've been here, you've been doing it a long time, so you get a little bit of leeway, but at the same time, you know, my conversation would be with the coaching staff is, if I'm not earning it, don't give it to me. You know, and if one of these young guys steps up and earns it, you know, by all means, give them the ball and let them run with it. Very similar case when I, you know, left Florida back in 07, 08 when I went to Colorado. You know, it was one of those things where I was a backup, played 20, 25 games, played great. And then, you know, the ball was in my court when we went to Colorado. It was between me and Peter Budaj. It was like, hey, whoever takes the ball and runs with it, it's your net. So nothing's changed as far as my mentality of, hey, just because you've been there and done it doesn't mean you get that spot. You know, just hypothetically speaking, if Lukanen and Comrie come in here and are lights out and I'm just okay, by all means, I would have that conversation. Say, hey, let those guys run with it till one of them falters, and I'll be here waiting in the wings like, you know, kind of like a taxi guy or however they want to play it. You know, I'm mentally ready to be whatever role I need to be, but at the same time, you know, I trained all summer to be the starter, to fight for my ice and play as much as my body's able to do.
Don said a little bit yesterday about how guys are here, that they're here because they want more, that they want to take the expectations from last year and take another step up. For you, what is that next, taking that next step?
Well, the next step for me is to continue to prove everybody wrong on why I'm still playing. You know, I think, you know, people a long time ago said I wasn't good enough, or, you know, he doesn't play the right style to play long time. And, you know, you get all that negativity and you turn that into positive and say, you know what, I'm going to prove everybody wrong. I'm going to go out there and compete because I love to compete and I love playing the game of hockey. And to do it at the highest level, it takes commitment. It takes, you know, a certain level of mental attitude. And that's where now I can share that on with, doesn't have to be a goalie, it can be a player, right? It can be anybody. If, hey, like, you're here because X, Y, and Z, and it's not because physically I'm the best technical goalie out there or the quickest goalie out there. It's because mentally I've set the bar of saying, hey, I'm going to find a way to get it done. And sometimes in this game, you know, it's finding a way to get the job done. And I think we showed that last year, of that determination of pushing through some adversity and saying, hey, we're going to keep pushing and growing, and nothing is really easy in this game. And sometimes, you know, when push comes to shove and things get a little tough, guys mentally can kind of get overwhelmed and shut down a little bit. And I think I can be that mentor of saying, hey, like, go and get stuff here. Let's find a way to push through it, whether you're sore, whether you're old, you're a young guy, whether you're hurt, whether you're not, like, you find a way to get it done, and that's the mentality that kind of my approach to things.
I know you're in different groups, but in and out on the ice together, what's your early impression of Comrie just hanging around in the room and such?
Down-to-earth guy, real low-key as far as, you know, ego that way. He's, you know, very approachable, very smile on his face, you know, welcoming, kind of that welcoming personality of, hey, like, hey, I'm Eric, nice to meet you, kind of thing. It's not like he's, you know, some guys you can walk in the room and you're like, oh, don't mess with that guy. He's kind of got like that type of aura around him. He's got a very welcoming aura, and a guy that's, you know, I've had a couple conversations with already, and it's been very positive. And, you know, he's just looking to gain knowledge from, you know, from the guys around him and be here to pull on the rope with everybody else.
A guy like Eric, he's grinded through the minors. He's really fought to try to get that next opportunity. A lot like you did early in your career. How do you think that, you know, you can benefit being around a guy who has that sort of mindset, who isn't coming in thinking that, you know, this is my job. He's got this handled out with me.
Yeah, I mean, I think going through some adversity in his career, like I went through a bunch, but it teaches you to, again, fight through the restrictions, fight through the naysayers, and say, hey, you know, just because you don't have the repertoire, the history behind you, doesn't mean that you can't do it. You know, I think that was the number one thing is you know, you learn from your mistakes, you learn from your adversity, you figure out, hey, I had to go through X, Y, and Z to get to where I am now. Now there's going to be a new hurdle, but he's already went through past experiences to now learn from that and now push forward. So, you know, if he wants to lean on me in any way, shape, or form, I'm there, and to kind of that same path. You know, I was up and down through waivers, this, that, and the other in four organizations before I actually kind of figured out how to play the game. And now I've been, you know, 18, 19 years later. So you know, the sky's the limit with anyone if they got the right mindset. And, you know, so far from my conversations with him, he seems to be in the right frame of mind. And, you know, let his skills out there go do the work.
Did you find at all that at the end of last season, the way this team finished, refreshed you at all as you kind of made that decision and being excited about coming back to see where this team can take that next step?
Yeah, I would say it just wasn't the end of the year. I think it was just the course of the season of how, you know, I missed a bunch of time, just the camaraderie of the guys. And then, you know, again, the way, like you said, the way the season finished, you know, we were kind of riding high. We had some new, you know, fresh guys coming in from college pushing. And but I think the way Kevin and Donnie, the way that they treat their players was a big factor in it. You know, the respect factor is a two-way street, and you know, it's always one thing for a player to respect the coach and fear the coach or the GM for that matter. It was just it was a two-way street of respect. It was an open conversation, and I think that's you know, probably, you know, one of the main reasons why I seriously considered it was the you know, the respect factor that both Kevin and Donnie have for not just myself, but each and every individual in that dressing room, whether they're a first-year guy or a 10-year guy or a 20-year guy, it doesn't matter. They still give the same respect to all the guys based on, hey, you've worked hard to get here, and we value, you know, what you do on and off the ice as well as your opinion. And if you've got an open conversation, you know, that just makes a player feel empowered to want to go through walls for the coach and general manager.
You got a very young defense in front of you. Were you at all surprised? I know Power's the number one overall pick, but I know it's only 8 games, but how well he just adapted as a kid, and even a guy like Samuelson, who's very young. It didn't take either one of them long to just jump right in and play big minutes. Did that surprise you at all, as young as the two of them are?
They are young. I mean, the game's going younger, right? So, I mean, I think you're going to see it more and more. But I think there's been a path set forth prior is that the league has 18-year-old stars, 19-year-old stars. And, you know, so why not them, right? Like, that's kind of the mentality that I kind of see is it doesn't matter whether you're 18 or 24. You come in, you play with confidence. And, you know, so many times – I've watched the league change over the years, and earlier in my career, the young guy would get sparing minutes. He'd get 4 to 6 minutes. He'd make one mistake, be put on the bench, right? Your confidence goes into the tank. With the league kind of shifting to that younger mentality, the way we've been treated from Donnie and the staff, it allows players to play freely and play loose and to be able to play with that confidence, whether they make a mistake or not. You know, he might make one mistake or 2 big mistakes, but he's moving 5 or 6, 7 really good things. And the media or fans, the way everyone's got a voice now, you always zone in on the negativity. And we've done a great job in the room as far as, hey, it's all right, shake it off. Watch these 5, 6 things you're doing really well. Keep doing that. Things will work itself out. And that's why we've had success with the young guys. That they've given the freedom and to make mistakes because – you know, they've been given the confidence. Coaches have instilled the confidence in them to say, hey, it's all right, shake it off, keep going, you're doing things well.
Craig, is picking out new gear every year still fun for you, and what went into this year's look?
This year was, I turned it over. I didn't even do it. So I got like a couple texts from the Bauer guy. I said, hey, you know, what are you going with? This is kind of your white, kind of, you know, historical, what you've kind of always done with. And my 11-year-old goes, that looks terrible. And I go, all right, well, here's the iPad and here's the website, go design the pads. And so I gave him, you know, 25 minutes or so, and he came up with a couple designs, and I think he picked 2 or 3 out he made on the Bauer website. And, you know, we as a family sat down, was like, because I'm not very artsy. I'm like I said, playing Jan. I didn't even have anything for the outdoor game, and I felt like I was shamed for that. But anyways, yeah, so my 11-year-old did it, and that's what we went with.
What'd you think of the final result?
It actually turned out really well. I mean, it looked cool on, like, the website. I think the black and red one looks pretty good, too. I haven't seen those yet, but, again, my 11-year-old's got way more eye for art than I do. So if anybody doesn't like it, you guys can take it up with him.
Is that your most colorful getup you've had?
No, I had black and silver for the outdoor game in Ottawa. That was pretty sweet. But again, that was my 11-year-old picked that one out too. So I can't take credit for any of this stuff. Wow. Yeah.
Awesome.
All right, cool.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.